Right, guys, welcome back to our show, another episode for MTV Somali channel / The Voice of a Somali podcast. Well, I mean, where do we begin? It's been nearly 30 days now where the federal government of leadership and the federal state members have been meeting about for the future upcoming elections that was supposed to take place on the 8th of February 2021. Which has now been 2 months exactly. So I think what many people are wondering is that, you know, what is the likely outcome of these continuous meetings, and, you know, what could be the outcome from the international community, who keeps sending these tweets in the middle of the night, in the middle of the afternoon, talking about, you know, bringing people together in the spirit of Ramadan and all that. Well, I mean, as the public, you know, there's many frustrations. People have really, you know, lost hope in whatever decision that is supposed to come out. Many critics blame the federal government for not, you know, taking things very precautiously, and also taking things very fast without any deliberation or any input from other key stakeholders. Well, for the federal government, their claim is that, you know, we keep saying, look, guys, let's keep meeting up. You know, if there's a will, there's a way. We don't need the international community to be present. And, you know, whatever the international community want is just to cause more. It's just to cause more confusion, and then to also, you know, to dampen the hopes and the spirit of the Somali people. Well, you know, the public are now really depressed on terms of, you know, not seeing any lack of progress taking place or taking shape between the leadership that have been meeting over the past nearly 30 days. That's been ongoing. You know, many people claim that, you know, the federal government is looking for ways to seek extension, and, you know, the case could be true, because, you know, if we really wanted to see an election, the election should have supposed to have taken place 2 months ago, and the process should have started almost a year ago, but there hasn't been any process. The federal government has been busy on other aspects in terms of, you know, to be honest, and to go against the federalism or the federalism that the country has adopted. Many claim that, you know, president is going against federalism, but the many people need to realize is that some other people have not clue of what federalism is and what it's all about and the intentions. This was not something that we had chosen. This was something that was enforced on us, and it really came from, you know, our international so-called friends. But I think the idea of seeing one state or one country who, you know, speak the same language, share the same ethnicity, and share the religion, to be split into, you know, small states like your former Yugoslavia, this is something that is causing a lot of Somali people to, you know, support the federal government, and to, you know, for the federal government to take advantage of this image that is portraying itself as a Republican, and that, you know, it does not want to see the disunity, or it does not want to see the federalism of the country. But the federal government need to realize is that, you know, the mandate that they were sworn on, or they were elected on, was federalism. Now, if you say that this is not something that we want, well, you need to ask the people around you who are also taking part in the race alongside you. You need to bring them on board. You need to, you know, tell them, hey, guys, is this the right way and whatnot? Persuasion is very important, but we don't see that from the federal government's point of view. Their POV is just, you know, my way or the highway, which is causing an alarming problem to many opposition parties who sees this as a threat to their own establishment. Now, many rumors has been, you have probably heard that, you know, the last few months there was a lot of campaign against, you know, the opposition who were also campaigning for a lot of protests, threats of a protest, and many troops were, you know, mobilized by the opposition around the Jigdasen area, which is, you know, the unknown soldier area where protests are likely to take place if they do happen. Now, what happened was that, you know, the federal government saw this as a threat to their own power and their own power. So they attacked or they retaliated against opposition troops, and there was a huge gunfire on the, I think it was the just after the February the 8th, and that caused a lot of uproar. A lot of, you know, people were dispersing from the area. Many people actually thought that, you know, the country was going into another civil war. But, you know, thankfully, there were no casualties, and we thankful that, you know, no opposition or no ex-presidents who were attacked and who were in that building when the shooting took place by the federal government troops, they did not die. We're thankful, because if they did, then we would have seen a huge retaliation from their clans, because this is a clan society. Many people can, you know, close their eyes on the reality, but this is a clan society, and we see that case, many cases, where, you know, many former warlords or former killers are invited by their cousins who do have at that time leadership role, and then the cousin provides them impunity in exchange, you know, for you know, supporting the system that is in place at that time, where, you know, many things have occurred. So many people are confused, but even so am I. I've been confused. You know, people are losing patience and faith in all these politicians who, you know, seem to have no idea of where to take the country to, and who are all, you know, suspicious of one another, who are refusing to even drink one another's waters, and everybody bringing their own chef and not trusting, you know, the chef that's there. Everybody believes that, you know, they will be poisoned and whatnot. This is the stage that we are in at the moment, Somalia. So if we really want to, you know, really want to see change, then I say we trash all these so-called politicians. And if we want this ongoing and tit for tat to be ongoing, then I say we support these politicians. Anyways, that wraps up for me. I will be, you know, updating you guys of many other episodes. I've just been so busy, you know, in terms of setting up a studio, and the studio has finally been set up. Then we had some equipment problems that, you know, we finally put together right now. So this is just a quick update to give you guys of what's going on why the election is not taking place, and I should provide you guys more updates as I go along the way. Okay, so don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and also do not forget to share this so that it reaches out to many other Somalis. Right? Okay, welcome back to the MTV Somali channel / The Voice of a Somali podcast.